Recently, I was watching a pastor on TV who I've come to find interesting with their way of referring to both the Old and New Testaments as part of their teaching of God's Word. In this instance, they were using 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 3 through 6 as their foundation. It reads, "For a long time Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them, and in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. The great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity." Lesson being that, as demonstrated throughout the Old Testament, God would cast his wrath upon the world in some pretty heavy ways. Story of Noah and the flood is probably the most known example, but there are many more just in the book of Exodus alone. Pastor added that, through the death of Jesus on the cross, God's relationship with the world changed because Jesus brought a path to salvation. Certainly a valid lesson, except for something the pastor then added. They said that Satan cannot do anything without God's permission. Well, that's a conclusion which could be arrived at when you look at the story of Job, where God says to Satan, "If you think you're all that, then take a run on one of my faithful Job and let me know how that works out for you." So does Satan go to God and say, "Hey, I got this kid in Tulsa I want to give cancer to. You good with that?" No. The Bible teaches us it's Satan who holds domain over the earth. If that's not so, then how could the devil try to tempt Jesus, as we're told in Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 8? "Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" Satan doesn't even do his work quietly, as 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, Jesus warns the church in Smyrna, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." This is one of the reasons why God gave us free will. We have an option to obey who we choose. That can be God, it could be Satan, false idol, ourselves. Romans 1, verses 28 through 32, tells what awaits those who turn away from God. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." There are many who believe that they're disciples of Jesus, who are in fact outcast by their own hand due to their blindness of denial.